John Laws, as you've been hearing, one of the pioneers of Australian talkback radio, has died at the age of 90. Once described by former Prime Minister Paul Keating as the broadcaster of the century, he was both loved and feared by prime ministers and premiers for his political pull. Here he is, speaking with Lee Sales on 7:30.
John Laws, thank you very much for making time to speak to us tonight.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it, did you?
Yeah, I loved every minute.
A very memorable interview with John Laws on the other side of that interview. Well, Steve Price is a longtime broadcaster and former colleague of John Laws. Steve, g'day. Welcome to Breakfast.
Great to be with you, Sally. And how about that voice of John Laws? It's so unmistakable, isn't it?
It certainly is. How do you reflect on the career of John Laws?
He was an original and probably we throw the word legend around pretty loosely in this country, but I think you could certainly claim that John Laws was a legend. He was at one point the highest paid radio personality in the world, let alone Australia. He commanded huge audiences in Sydney radio particularly, but he was on, you know, 55, 56 stations around the country. Mm-hmm. And I think, Sally, that's one of the things that really stood out with me for John. He had a huge ego, but he loved talking to people, and that was his big talent. Yes, he had a natural born voice that was magnificent, but when he got someone on the line talking on the radio, he listened to them. And I think his great talent, John Laws, to be honest, was that he was a listener. He didn't shout at people. He didn't come on and editorialise in some sort of foaming way. He listened to people and he talked to them. I think that was his talent.
And how important do you think John Laws was politically as well? Because the rise of talkback radio, which happened during his time, it changed the way that politics was playing out.
Look, I think it certainly did. I think you're absolutely spot on there. I mean, he had a great relationship with Paul Keating. I mean, famously, Keating, in a phone hookup from overseas, talked about how Australia might end up becoming a banana republic. That was with John Laws. And Keating famously said that if you want to educate the people of Australia, you have to educate John Laws first. And there was a memorable time where Keating and Laws were having lunch, and Keating interrupted the lunch and took him to the Reserve Bank to get the governor of the Reserve Bank to explain to Laws what was happening in the economy. So, and funnily, you know, a lot of us talkback hosts obviously lean, you know, to the more conservative side of politics. Mm-hmm. I could never pick John's politics. I didn't really know where he stood, which is a credit to him. I mean, he was down the middle. He was admired by Labor politicians, Labor prime ministers, Hawke, Keating, etc. But he was also had a great relationship with someone like John Howard. So he was down the middle, I think.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and I'm joined by broadcaster Steve Price. He's looking at the legacy and the career of broadcaster John Laws. It was a controversial career at times. He was blunt sometimes. How did he think of his role behind the microphone?
John was always obviously very happy with his place in broadcasting. He knew that he had massive talent and that he was listened to by politicians and by the public. I mean, look, there were times he and I had a couple of clashes when I worked at 2UE with him. I mean, you don't have two big egos in the one building where that doesn't happen. He also clashed with other colleagues of his. And there was the cash for comment period of his life, which I know harmed him greatly. He was he thought he would be had been badly done by there. I mean, this was where if you did a live commercial on radio, if you were being paid by that advertiser, you then had to declare it. So what Laws did in the end was whenever he mentioned a client that he was being paid by, he would ring a cowbell, which only John Laws could get away with doing that. In the 80s and 90s, he owned talkback radio, and there's been a lot of people since, but I don't think there's been anyone near as good as him.
When you were talking about cash for comment there, was that a necessary reckoning for John Laws and for the industry as well to make clear those lines?
100%. I mean, this ended up before the tribunal. I mean, Alan Jones was involved and John Laws, they were the two main people that were examined, and the public had a right to know that, you know, if you were being paid by an airline or a bank or whoever to read their commercials on air, the public had a right to know that that was the case. And that's what the tribunal ended up getting people to do. Alan Jones ended up not then doing live commercials. John rang the cowbell. But, yes, it was a reckoning that had to happen in that industry. I was involved in it myself, and I think they did the right thing by changing the way it was all done.
Steve, the era of radio in Australia that John Laws dominated, is that era over now? Have things changed a lot?
Well, social media's changed everything we do now, Sally, hasn't it? I mean, yes. Does it have the influence that it had in the 80s and 90s? Possibly not. There are still giant figures who work in both commercial and ABC talk radio that have an impact on the way politicians think. I mean, here I am talking to you. I mean, your program has political influence. I mean, that's just the fact that you've got a big audience and that audience listens to what you say and they trust you. So I think it was probably dominated more by commercial talkback radio in the 80s and 90s. Will it ever get back to that point? No. And, you know, will newspapers ever sell as many papers as they used to? No. Everything's changed. Social media's done it to us.
Steve, just finally, was he good fun? I used to see him even in recent years out to lunch a lot in various places around Sydney. You'd look through a window walking past and there he was holding court. Was he fun?
Fun, you've got no idea. He once said to me, "We're going to Otto for lunch today. I'll pick you up at the front of the building." He turned up in a Rolls-Royce Phantom, right, which had, you know, reverse opening doors, and off we sped over the Harbour Bridge. And we got there and there was a silver-plated ice bucket full of two bottles of Chardonnay. And we sat there just laughing and talking, sitting in the sun, and he did that just about every day of his life. He knew how to have fun. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, he sure did. I don't think he had lunch at home very often. I saw him out a lot. Steve, thanks for making some time and reflecting on the career of John Laws.
All good. Cheers, Sally.
Steve Price there was a colleague of John Laws who's died at the age of 90.